Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
26 minutes now past 9 o'clock. Jacob Mashoka is a man who is usually on the other end of a telephone line because he is, at Sun City in Johannesburg, in Mpumalanga or anything crazy like that. He's been sensible enough this time to come and join us in Cape Town because you're coming to the World Rally something or the other. Hello.
Yes. Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me live in studio for a change.
By the way, I should say that you've been to Cape Town a few times but forgot to tell us that you are in Cape Town because, well, you didn't want me being a passenger in one of the expensive cars that you were driving.
Yeah. So I sort of undercoverly made a plan to get you to Cape Town, and I'm here for the first ever rallycross in South Africa.
What is a rallycross?
The best way to explain it, I say, is you know how the F1 has a season, a number of races throughout the year. Something similar with rally. It's more off-road vibes. The cars are more... they can take more of a bashing because these guys actually go head to head, sometimes literally scraping their cars to get to pole position. So yeah, let's think about it as an off-road course, an off-road F1. And the fact that it's now come to South Africa makes it quite a big deal because we've never had a rallycross event, which is of international standards, being hosted in sub-Saharan Africa. It's the first of its kind. And I believe they've signed a deal to do a few years of this. So I've never ever seen this sort of racing live, and I've never seen it in my home country. That's why I made the trek from Joburg to Cape Town to see this live.
This is why Cape Town is indeed the city to be living in as opposed to Johannesburg. That's a conversation for another day. It is organized by the Western Province Motor Club. It's happening at Killarney, which is an incredible track.
Yeah, so what they did with Killarney as well is they sort of upgraded a few turns and they've added a few extra bits. So because it's very rally orientated, they've added like a gravel section where cars will actually go off the normal track that we know in Killarney and do some sort of off-road action as well. And although the finale is today, well, the finale is this weekend and we already have a winner, I think the action comes in for the second and third spot. It's still quite close. The guy who's already won the finale probably won't be going for, who's already won the season, won't be going too hard. So the action will obviously be between second and third position.
And as you say, because it's a series, it's like Lewis Hamilton, for example,
exactly,
having won the Formula One already, but he'll still be participating
in Abu Dhabi, the likes. Yes. So the fact that this is happening it makes it quite exciting. And then, I mean, the cars as well. They displayed the cars on Wednesday at the V&A Waterfront. They had the cars all on display. Obviously, I couldn't make that because I was still stuck in Joburg.
I could.
I just want to see these cars. These cars are tricked out, and they put some crazy coilovers in the cars and these big wheels and some great mechanisms to get them to drive a lot faster. So I'm looking forward to oogling one of these cars, face to face. And I got one of the EWN guys here to help me do a video. So we're going to do a video and I'm going to learn about these rally cross cars.
Would there be, I suppose, parameters within which the guys who are playing with the cars and modifying them can? I mean, you can't completely advantage the one person and disadvantage another person because you're able to add that trick to it that the other person is not.
You could say that. So all the cars are of the same standard, and the nice thing is we also have a South African representation as well there. There's a guy by the name of Peter Cronier. He's been in the driving vibes for quite a long time in the driving scene, and he also stands just as good as a chance as the guys who are up for the second and third position. So that's going to be quite exciting that South Africa is also being represented. I don't know how well we'll do, but the fact that we are participating,
the world are people like you who are crazy about cars will now know, there's this little city called Cape Town in South Africa that is going to be hosting this now over the next few years. And perhaps, one hopes, will then buy tickets to, because ultimately that's the draw card for the city, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you bring attention to Cape Town from an audience that perhaps you would not necessarily attract.
Exactly that. I mean, I was listening to our sister station KFM on my way in here right now, and I was listening to Ian saying the traffic getting into there is crazy. Already 15,000 people streaming into the gates at Killarney. So I'm like, oh no, this is going to be a bit of a while for me to get in there. But I can imagine how many people who didn't know about this thing are actually just like being dragged along to go see something like this. Trust me, when they leave there, they won't leave disappointed at all.
Not at all. All right, so it all happens today. What time?
Today, it currently gets underway at around 10 o'clock, qualifiers, etc. Then tomorrow is the big race. That's the race that we're all looking out for. But you want to go there and see and experience how qualifiers work. You want to go see how the track has been laid out, etc. So from about 10 o'clock, the action will start. And I'm rushing right there, right now.
And there will be a video that will go up hopefully Monday, Tuesday.
Rembrandt will obviously get it. Yeah, he'll get it up on Monday. Maybe on even Monday. Tomorrow. We'll be lucky.
Okay, if they do, let me know, and then I'll make sure that people know. Thank you very much, Jacob Mashoka. Enjoy the rally. Don't get too attached to those cars. You only have them for 40 seconds. That's Jacob Mashoka. He'll be back on his regular slot next week, Saturday, hopefully driving something spectacular. Imagine going from that to a skedonkey that he has to review and talk about.